Welcome to the Weekly Leadership Experience, a place for leaders to get inspired, be challenged, and grow. I am your host, Rashad Oberlander. Let's get started. Today's episode of the Weekly Leadership Experience is brought to you by my 7-day Leadership Growth Challenge. It's a free challenge that I've created, and it's delivered by email over the course of 7 days. I've created 7 compelling questions to challenge various aspects of your leadership, the way you lead, and why you lead. Go to rashadoberlander.com and scroll down until you find the 7-day leadership challenge, or look for the link in the show notes. And now, on with the show. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to this week's episode. Glad to have you here, and happy Canadian Thanksgiving to you all. If you're in Canada, I hope you enjoy a food-filled day, and if you're not in Canada, well, we wish you were here. Lots of food to go around. This week's theme is Count Your Turkeys. It's a little Thanksgiving theme for you. And Thanksgiving's a fantastic time of year. We grew up celebrating mostly American Thanksgiving around November time, my dad being an American. So we would usually have a Thanksgiving event of some kind. And growing up and still, it's a bit of a tradition around the family table as we're sitting there enjoying our turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and gravy and cranberries. I'm getting carried away here, but we're enjoying a meal, and it's a tradition to go around the table and for each person to say what they're thankful for. And, you know, we'd go around and be different age for, you know, I got 3 younger brothers, so some of them would be thankful for, you know, the food on the table or for the toy that they were playing with or, you know, something, and you'd have sort of thankful for the family and, you know, whatever the thing was. So everyone would be thankful, and being a household of 4 boys, it would become somewhat competitive as to who could be more thankful. So we would be back and forthing a little bit on the, well, I'm thankful for this, well, I'm thankful for that. And so become a little bit of a competition, but it was all in good fun, and we had a good time, and we would appreciate what we had and be thankful for it. And of course, that's a great practice to have, that's what I like to talk about a little bit today. And you know, before you go changing channels, this is not some, you know, airy-fairy kind of a self-help idea in terms of being thankful or having a gratitude practice, which I think are good things to have. But I think there's some incredible science and some incredible research being done into this field about how the mind works and how our body actually responds physiologically and emotionally and cognitively to positivity, and how positivity is contagious, and how it's actually a very important thing in terms of leadership and relationships and being able to coach and develop your teams, and understanding what role positivity has in that. So I'll link to some of the information and some of the research that has inspired me and given me some of the material that I'm thinking about and talking about with you today. But fair warning, these are research papers. And so if you're not into kind of having a really heavy read about psychology and kind of the way the mind and brain operates and things like that, you know, it's not necessarily going to be that kind of a light read that you might want to have a quick read, a few minutes. It's definitely something that you want to set some time aside for if you're going to dive into it in kind of any lengthy capacity. So I will link to that in the show notes. Check it out, rashadoberlander.com. You'll find the detailed show notes there. But kind of, I'll try and keep it a little bit high level, you know, and I want to talk a bit about this concept that I've been learning a bit about. And it's a not just a popular idea or some airy-fairy concept, but the science is there and the research is being done that's actually backing it up. So this material comes from a course that I was taking called Coaching with Compassion. and it talks about two concepts, the PEA and the NEA. And what that stands for is the positive and negative emotional attractor. And those positive and negative emotional attractors are actually emotional states that a person can get into, and the kind of the way those two states affect you as a person in terms of a number of different things, physiological things, emotional things, cognitive things, and both play an important role in certain aspects. More so the positive has a bigger role to play in terms of visioning and coaching and being able to envision a brighter future and things like that. It also has a lot to do with the ability to envision your ideal self. So like, you know, if I asked you the question, where do you want to be in 5 years? And you kind of get into that dream state of like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to be here, I want to have this, I want to have that, I want to be in this place. And so that is kind of the idea of getting into that positive emotional state, is you get into a very kind of excited and forward-thinking mode. Now, tied to the positive and negative emotional states are our nervous system. So the parasympathetic nervous system and the sympathetic nervous system, and then also parts of the brain, which is the default mode network and the task positive network. Now, those are all terms that I'm not going to dive a whole heck of a lot into. I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not, you know, nearly qualified enough to talk extensively on those areas, but as it ties into how the positive and emotional, or positive and negative emotional attractor states affect us, and why being thankful and having a gratitude practice, I believe, is so important, is that the, you know, parasympathetic nervous system has a lot to do with physiological benefits such as decreased blood pressure, that there is, you know, an oxytocin or vasopressin release, which leads to increased social bonding, that there is emotional fallout from that, which leads to hope, joy, amusement, and elation. There are cognitive benefits where when you're in a positive emotional state, when you're focused on the positive things that are going on, when you're thankful for things, when you're expressing gratitude for things, you begin to also have an enhanced working memory, that you have a broader attention. You're able to take in the bigger picture, that you're able to look at a much broader view of the world, or a view of the vision, or of the company, or what you're trying to work towards. In terms of relationships, it puts you into a learning orientation so that you are actually able to learn better from someone. And there becomes a bit of a resonance as well, where you're working in synchronicity with another person. So these are some of the benefits that have been researched as a result of being in a positive emotional attractive state. So triggering the positive emotional attractive state has a lot to do with you know, focusing on those positive things. And, you know, small positive things may not be significant enough to trigger this emotional state as a whole, but, you know, something that's more ideological, a little bit like the what do you want to be question, where do you want to be in 5 years question, and that kind of engages that kind of forward-thinking, visioning kind of a process. But that being said, the reason that I see thanksgiving, thankfulness, gratitude as being so important is that by focusing on those positive things, it triggers some of these physiological, emotional, cognitive, relational benefits that I've been talking about. And it actually helps, you know, when you're focusing on the positivity, it actually sort of almost self-perpetuates. And that's one of the things they talk about in the research, is that these, both of these states are actually self-regulating. They continue to perpetuate at once you're into them, you know. And it's kind of like, man, you notice some people are just always happy. They're always excited, and they're always happy, and they're always having a good time. and they're just always upbeat. They always see the positive in life. And I don't think it's just like, oh, they're just always happy. I mean, I think that there is actually this science that we're seeing being researched where, yeah, they're always happy, but there's a reason they're always happy, and it's because they choose to focus on the positive things. Now, that same person could have a, you know, very serious negative event happen in life that would trigger the negative effect. And if they kind of sit and stay in that, then they could become the opposite of what we knew them of before, where they become a much more negative person and they begin to focus on all the negative things. So these two states become self-regulating. But, you know, I definitely would encourage, like, let's certainly focus on positivity. Let's certainly focus on what's good and what's great. And of course, don't get me wrong, like, it's not a rose-colored glasses kind of a recipe for, you know, everybody's having a good time and let's all, you know, cheers beers and eat our turkey. But, you know, positivity has a hugely important role to play in our own health and wellness, in the health and wellness of our organizations and the health and wellness of our teams. And it goes far beyond that too, to, you know, like if you want to have a healthy and engaging and productive coaching conversation with someone, well, you know, if you're focusing on that performance-based, you know, risk-reward kind of a coaching conversation, like it's largely more negative. You know, let's look at that inspirational conversation where someone is able to be fully present. They're able to, you know, see themselves in the future. They're able to, you know, have that productive conversation and move forward. And you do that by being in that positive space. So I think that it's important for us as leaders to practice positivity, to practice thankfulness and gratefulness, and, you know, to find ways that our teams can be encouraged to do so too. Because, I mean, imagine the power of an entire team or organization that is exuding positivity and thankfulness and is in, you know, these states of having, you know, hope, joy, amusement, that they are bonding because, you know, of the hormones that are released by being positive, that there are greater social bonds in the team, that there is resonance in the team, you know, that they're able to vision the future. You know, and like I said, the negative emotional state has a part to play in being productive and being effective, because the negative emotional state actually focuses you and you can kind of narrow in on those smaller tasks, but it's not the place you want to stay, especially if you want your team to be, you know, working towards goals, envisioning those goals and being part of the vision of the company or being part of the vision for a better future, because that happens in the positive state. And I think that this is, you know, this is not just new wisdom. I mean, this is ancient wisdom. You know, in the Bible, it says to give thanks always. You know, and in a number of religions, there is talk of being grateful and being thankful. And I think it's much more than just being thankful to your God for provision. Like, I think that there is actually, you know, some ancient wisdom here that was actually beyond that, and that it's actually good for the human body, soul, and spirit to be thankful and to be grateful. So, you know, I hope that this has, you know, hit home a little bit for some folks, and that, you know, if you're not already having a thankfulness or a gratefulness practice, that you consider it. You know, there's some really easy ways to practice that, whether it's journaling, or I know some people have talked about having a jar on the table and you can write something grateful and put that in the jar. Becky Morrison talked about that recently on the podcast. And, you know, you can be thankful, you know, amongst the team and kind of have a team practice around that. But I do encourage it. I do think that there is incredible benefit here. I think that there is really great science and research being done in this area. And again, I'll throw some of those links in the show notes for you to take a look at if you're interested. But I encourage you to be grateful, be thankful. Thanksgiving and American Thanksgiving is coming up soon too. But this time of year is about thankfulness. And originally it was about, you know, the incredible provision that was made available to people in need. And so, you know, what is it that you're thankful for? What can you be grateful for? When you look around and there's a lot of people in the world having a hard time right now with the pandemic and with job loss and security and money problems and a great number of different things. And so what can you be thankful for? What can you have gratitude and for and appreciate in your life? And I truly believe that if you focus on those positive things, and if you focus on that which you can be grateful for, that you will experience great benefit to yourself, that you will be more effective as a leader, that you will be able to build better relationships with your teams, and that you will actually be able to help inspire them in their own practice and in their own ability to contribute not only for themselves but for the corporation or for the organization. And I think that there is just an incredibly huge benefit here. So I welcome your feedback and your thoughts on this. I'd like to know what you think. So feel free to comment anywhere I'm sharing this podcast, or send me an email at podcast@weeklyleadershipexperience.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback on this episode and what you think. Maybe send me something that you're grateful for. Love to hear about it. And in the meantime, I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving weekend if you're listening to this. And in the meantime, stay awesome.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard today, would you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe, leave me a rating, leave me a review, and share this with a friend. It spreads the word and helps the podcast grow. You can also find me on social media at R.E. Oberlander. Until next time, stay awesome.